Promoting grown men who hurl 16-pound balls down a wooden alley doesn't seem like the most logical way to make a profit. But that's just what a trio of former Microsoft executives hopes to do. For $5 million, the price of a AAA baseball team in a relatively small market, Chris Peters and his multimillionaire pals got the entire professional bowling league and the pro tour. But along with the league trademarks and TV rights, they also got a mountain of debt and other problems. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Chris Peters is a longtime fan of bowling. He also likes to make money. And in the nearly bankrupt Professional Bowling Association, Peters saw an opportunity for profit. But he is the first to admit it hasn't been easy.
Most startup companies get to have a startup phase, and then they get to show everyone their product. Here we actually had a working organization that had to put on TV shows every week, and we had to fix it at the same time. So that turned out to be pretty hard.
Pro bowling was alive and working fairly well until the early 1990s. Then things began to slip. Once a staple of Saturday afternoon network television, pro bowling lost its regular slot. TV, of course, is critical to pro sports profits, and one of the first things that Peters did was get the tour back on the air on ESPN. He says bowling translates to the screen easily, but while bowling-inspired clothes and shoes have a certain funky chic, most of the pros haven't caught on to their fashion status. If they're going to be sports heroes, says Peters, they need a new look.
If you see Danny Wiseman, who's one of our stars, he wears red leather pants and flame bowling shirts, and he looks great, and he looks great on TV.
Recent tournament in the Seattle area, rookie Jeff Carter is decked out in a bowling jacket, emblazoned with the words Grip It and Rip It. He has nothing but praise for the new owners of the PBA.
I think what they're doing is fantastic. The money's getting better, the promotion's getting better, the TV coverage is getting better. There's starting to be more and more activity as far as the website and things like that go. So things are definitely heading in the right direction.
The league's new owners and the former Nike executives who run the league on a day-to-day basis hope to move tournaments into 2,000-seat arenas with cool graphics and techno wizardry. It's likely to generate more ticket revenue, but the real deal is how much better it will look on TV. Tournaments have a new format now. There's much more head-to-head sudden-death competition. And Carter Bohm, who's currently ranked number one on the tour, says it's more exciting for fans and more nerve-wracking for players.
You better be on your toes because every single shot means something. A shot slips away from you right now, like you can see this last match here. If I didn't strike that first shot in the 10th, I was carrying my bags to the paddock.
Bohm went on to win the tournament and its top prize of $40,000, a pittance compared to some pro sports, but more than double what the old PBA awarded. What's more, in a unique move, the league's new owners are giving the bowlers shares of stock in the league. They may be worthless now, but then, as Chris Peters wryly notes, so was Microsoft stock a long, long time ago. For committed fans such as Melanie Swanson and her husband Mike, the changes now occurring in professional bowling are good ones. They happily pay $12 each to sit in the bleachers and watch the pros.
They're real personal. They look in the audience and smile at us and go, thank you. And
they're a lot younger than we thought.
And they're a lot younger than we thought.
Recreational players are also a lot younger than they used to be. Bowling alleys are turning down the lights and cranking up the fog machines and the music to bring in a new generation of bowlers.
It's fun. It's loud music and it's like, it's a decent price.
College student Amy Morris.
It's fun to get together a large group of people and go bowling. And it's not so much an old people thing, I don't think. Because I think it only used to be old people that went bowling, and now it's a lot of younger people. And you even see little kids like birthday parties here now, so it's fun for everyone.
There is no direct link between recreational bowling and the pro tour. But there's little doubt there is at least an indirect connection. As more people bowl, they're more likely to flip the TV on to watch the pros. And that means more commercials, more sponsors, and more money for the new PBA. Board Chairman Chris Peters says while the league has a way to go before it will turn a profit, the numbers are beginning to look pretty good. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.